I continued my research, and I began to feel that what we were looking at here was not a business story as it's being played in most of the media. It's not just about business mistakes, bad risk models, people who miscalculated, they didn't understand that housing could go down as well as go up, but it was a crime story in the sense that the foundation of this whole financial crisis was based on the interaction of three different industries, what we call the FIRE economy. FIRE stands for finance, insurance, and real estate, F-I-R-E. And these three industries began working in cahoots with each other and becoming a kind of a cabal. So you had the mortgage brokers enticing people to take mortgages they knew they couldn't afford. They knew that they changed the lending standards so that money could be given to people who didn't really have the money to pay back, because the second part of this whole scam was to resell these products as derivatives, as structured investment, as bundles of various mortgage paper. Basically, they were going to make money, on the paper, and to sell this overseas to banks all over the world who paid billions of dollars to buy this because they were told that American real estate is the best investment of all time. It never goes down, and this is a chance to make a tremendous amount of money. So the people buying it had no idea who the people who were buying the mortgages were, that many of these people were, you know, trying to get their little piece of the American dream. Some of them were schemers, but many were not. And they ended up buying into, you know, a pitch that turned out to be, you know, completely dishonest and deceptive, so much so that the FBI got into this, and they said that we're in the midst of a fraud epidemic in America. So the banks and the insurance companies then came in and basically bet against the mortgages. They basically were saying, look, if there's going to be a default, we think there will be a default. We'll protect you against that default. And so they started leveraging the money. They started taking $100, making it worth $1 million, et cetera, and so forth. Suddenly, the figure that I went with in my film was $197 trillion that sort of has vanished since this crisis has begun. I'm sure there's more. It's more than that now. So it's not. This is not just about the bailout money that taxpayers, you know, spent. But this is a basically an aggregation, an accumulation of all of these different losses. And people were making money on this money, making money on these losses. So you have a situation where a small group of people enriched themselves in ways that were never thought possible into what was like the greatest theft in history. You know, the editor of Vanity Fair magazine says, never before have so few done so much to so many.